We especially welcome our newcomers. I'm not really sure where our newcomer packets may be. They could be upstairs in the sanctuary, but I really hope that our welcome team has come and welcomed you. We also have our yellow slip, which you can fill out your name, address, and contact if you would like, or if anything has changed. And then on the back is our prayer slip, if you would like our prayer read during the service. So then in the worship order, we have it abbreviated in your bulletin, and then also a QR code for those who have the smartphone with them. And then for restrooms, ladies' room is to my left or your right, and then the men's room is to my right or your left. We do have a safe sanctuary policy, which means that all children need to be accompanied by an adult at all times.
I am Pastor Alicia Wood. This usually doesn't happen.
That's weird. Is it because that's on?
Is the sound start? Does that make it happen?
Sorry. The sound system we use for our Thursday night service, and it doesn't squeak at me usually. Okay, so I'll start over. Hello, I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am so honored to be the pastor here at University Church. And I am grateful for your flexibility in moving to the air-conditioned Pettengill Center. Today's service is structured around a communion service that was written especially for the 4th of July weekend. The theme is freedom, and we are singing the song, Freedom is Coming, a number of times throughout the service. A small group will familiarize us with this song, and so when you're ready and feel comfortable, you're welcome to join in on this song. This week, people across the country will come together around tables, picnic tables, kitchen tables, dining tables, and whether it's barbecue or fried chicken or a mom's favorite homemade dish, a hot dog stand, potluck, whatever was in the pantry or whatever we could afford, many will pause to remember the value of independence and hopefully enjoy the company of friends and loved ones. Today we gather around another table to remember what true freedom really means. All are invited to this table of freedom. You don't have to earn it or fight for it. You simply have to accept the chair already pulled out for you. Yet as we prepare ourselves for this feast, we are called to admit the complexity that lies at the edges of our celebration. So we're going to remain seated for most of the day because I need to move so you can read this. So that you can read this, because I'm short, and I know if I stood in the back when everyone else stood, I couldn't read the screen. So we're going to sit through much of this. So please remain seated and join me in the prayer of confession. For all the ways we colonize each other with expectations, beliefs, judgments, and our own fear. For all the ways we squander right relationships, grabbing the have more while some go without.
God, in your mercy, forgive and transform.
For all the ways we abuse our freedom and engaging hateful speech towards those not on our side.
God, in your mercy, forgive and transform.
For all the ways we deny equality, seeming some in and others out.
God, in your mercy.
Free. No matter what binds you this day, freedom is yours to return. You are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Set free. Glory to God. Amen.
When our lives are set free, we are able to reach out to stranger and friends. When you hear the music in a minute, that will be your signal to head back to your seats as the children come forward for a handshake for children's time. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ among you, saying, "Freedom is coming. Yes, I know." Now take a moment and share the love of Christ with those around you with a handshake, a fist bump, or a high five. Yeah. Well, the bride said, "Did you know that ankles are in sweat?" I said, "Yes, I do."
I just remember back to your wedding day.
It was nice. It was only 70s, though.
Which is beautiful.
Which is perfect. And it was cool because it rained.
Right.
So it wasn't scorching hot.
So, I just wanted to tell you that so everything's working out as far as the marriage, because we don't get refunds.
I know. Are you sure? If it doesn't work out, I don't get all my money back?
You're supposed to get a ha-ha.
Ha-ha. See, I'm really bad at comebacks. I was trying to come back with something better, but I know. That's funny.
Sorry, Yes, freedom is coming. Yes, I know.
Tradition here in the summer
requests. So so I'd like to see what you'd like to hear this morning, and we'll sing. Jane.
437, verse 2.
Is there a death chant with that one? Your homework that even goes right along with our 4th of July service today. Do we have some other requests? 697. Ooh, everybody did their homework. Yes, let's do the first.
Thank you.
were up there, and I just saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let my people go. Let my children go. And oh my goodness, to me that was very moving to see there is so much hope in these young people, and yeah, I just have such hope for our world. Would you enter with me in a time of prayer? God of grace, we come with all we have, bodies, souls, minds, all here to worship you. We have come for a glimpse of your kingdom of kindness, a world where love rules over all, a world where enemies embrace, distinctions between friend and foe evaporating into the light of your love. We dedicate this time of worship to you and to your kingdom come. Amen. So, we're going to sing. And as we sing, if you're comfortable, sing with the group. But if you're not, just be a listener and hear freedom. Freedom is coming. And the ushers are going to come through and collect your prayer slips.
Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes I know.
Oh
yes I know.
Baba yetu uliye mbinguni, jina lako litukuzwe, ufalme wako uje, mapenzi yako yatimizwe hapa duniani kama uko mbinguni. Utupe leo riziki zetu, utusamee makosa yetu, kama sisi nasi tunavyowasamea waliotukosea. Usitutie majaribuni, mbali utuokoe na yule mwovu, kwa kuwa ufalme ni wako, na nguvu, na utukufu, hata milele. Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy me in English.
come here now. Use us to make it so, because we each have voice and life to work for peace. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing for one great peace. Or don't stand, sorry. I forgot. I should have crossed that off. Yes, please don't stand in body or spirit and join me in singing for one great peace displayed on the screen. As a pilgrimage song, suggesting a time of uncertainty and hope and faith. Hear these words. I cry out to you from the depths, O Lord. My Lord, listen to my voice. Let your ears pay close attention to my request for mercy. If you kept track of sins, Lord, my Lord, who would stand a chance? But forgiveness is with you. That's why you are honored. I hope, Lord, my whole being hopes, and I wait for God's promise. My whole being waits for the Lord more than the night watch waits for morning. Yes, more than the night watch waits for morning. Israel, wait for the Lord, because faithful love is with the Lord, because great redemption is with our God. He is the one who will redeem Israel from all its sins. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thank you.
So it is my honor today to introduce to you Ted. And Ted, there's so many ways that we say your last name. So can you tell me how to say it? Do I say it right? Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, not that. Just your last name. Guercio. Okay. Guercio. Guercio. Okay. Ted Guercio. And he's going to tell us about his experience in World War II and a little bit about his life, and how his faith has been shaped by these experiences. So, come on up, Ted. I want to make sure you're, is this mic on? Is this on his thing? Is this on? Is it on?
That's on. That's on the recording.
But is it on?
No.
Okay. Sorry. Technical moment. Excuse us. Okay, Ted. There you go. So, do you want to?
You can walk. I'll get
out of your way so you can do whatever you need to. Do you? Is there anything you'd like to say to just introduce this time before we look at your pictures?
Pardon?
Is there anything you'd like to say to everyone before we start looking at your pictures? Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
Okay. Second time I've had this many people to talk to.
You gotta have the mic to your mouth, sorry.
Oh, right here.
There you go. Perfect. There we go. Yep. All right, you look great. You look like a star, Ted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, how about that?
So when your head turns, the microphone's going to have to follow.
Back and forth. I'm not used to this kind of stuff. I usually have a bunch of kids that I teach, and they give me a hard time, but it's normal. We have a lot of fun. However,
we got to have this right up to your mouth.
Oh, there I go again.
Just like that.
Okay. Where was I?
You usually have a lot of kids.
Okay. I always ask them a question. However, when I ask them to say something, I say to them, does your family ever talk about what happened back in those days? The answer I got, my parents know nothing. I said, did you say something? Is it in the dictionary? Oh, come on, Mr. G, forget about it. So that was it. So, several years ago, probably around 4, I was invited in New York City to teach about 36 people or something. Well, when I got there, they gave me a walk around, which I already had. And I said to myself, there's something not right. So after a while, they fed me, which was nice. So then they took me to the hotel. And I went up to the podium, and I looked down, and I said, God help me. 400 people. I was about to walk out, and all of a sudden they all started to talk. They called me, and we had a lot of fun. So then I gave them what I was there to do. However, I'd like to say something what happened to me back in those days. I was just out of high school, and I went home to show my father my certificate. And he said to me, you had enough, you don't need any more education. So we got into an argument, which was bad. So the next morning, I went to visit with an army person. And I said to him, I know I'm young. I was only 14 years old. And he said, well, you better go home then, because you're not ready. And I talked with him for about an hour, probably an hour and a half. And finally he said, okay, this is something we shouldn't be doing, but what do you want to do? And they never ask you this. So I asked them what they thought I should do. I thought they should talk to me first. Anyway, he didn't want to. I said, okay, I want to be a doctor, so would you please give me a certificate to go to school and become it? So they did that. So I spent a year and a half at the University of Florida, of all places, and I became a... Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
Medic? Did you become a medic?
A medic? No, I was not a medic. I was a hospital person. They taught me how to take care of the people who got hurt and so on and so forth. So anyway, after a while, we decided that it's time for me to start going. So he sent me to one of the big offices here. We were there maybe 10 days. And he said to me, "We're ready to go." I said, "Where are we going?" And he wouldn't tell me. But I thought what it was. So it was the time for me to start getting the war out of place. So they shipped me to England, I guess. Yep. I had four men under me. So I said to them, this was June the 5th, I think. No, the 4th. And I said to him, "I'll bet you anything we're going to go to war now." Well, they didn't believe me. So the next morning, they did. So how did this ever happen? They had several people. I think that morning must have been around 400 or 500 people. And we were not part of that because we were the medics. So we stayed behind. And they went to, I think it was one of the big buildings. And there they found that the Germans had really messed things up badly. So anyway, they started to take the soldiers out of the, and my gosh, most of them couldn't swim. And some of them drowned to death, which was awful. So that one morning, there was over 400 people killed. The enemy was up here, and we were down here. So we didn't have a chance. I was lucky. So anyway, after they took everything away from them, they came up to us, and they said, "Now it's your turn to save some of the people." And my gosh, it was awful. We had at least 400 people. Half of them were dead. They were killed. Now, they shot at me, but they missed me. That's why I'm here. But it was awful. Anyway, after a while, we started to help those who were hit by the enemy. So anyway, I had one guy, he was hit 3 times. The poor guy, he couldn't do much of anything. And if I didn't help him that morning, he would have been dead. He was, the blood coming out of him like a faucet. And I had time that I couldn't stop him. I did all I could for him. So finally I decided to take my shoe off something was almost the size of this thing here. And that stopped after I put it on. And he had 2 others I had to do. And I fixed the same thing with them. And in the meantime, there was someone behind me. And I thought it was one of my men, but it was not. It was a German soldier. So as I finished, those who were hit pretty badly, you know, I feel so bad for these people, but you know, this young man behind me was a German soldier. And what happened is I hung up, I touched my revolver, which I never used. I hate those darn things. Anyway, the poor guy, he collapsed. And I noticed he had 3 bullet holes in his left hand. So I fixed him up, and I sent him to the hospital. And he said to me, I could have killed you, or you could have killed me. I said, well, you're probably right. You could have killed me. I wouldn't fire a gun. I hate him. Anyway, I was lucky that day. So I sent him to the hospital, and they took care of him. And the next morning, I got kind of, I don't know how he was doing. So anyway, I went there. He looked at me, and he said, I'm only 18 years old. And that's what I was. So anyway, he said, I could have killed you and all that, but it was God that helped both of us. I said, you're absolutely correct. So that was something that was really good. But you know, sometimes things get kind of hot. You can't do much. But this young man, he took a liking to me, and he said, I'm going to write you a letter when you're home. And I'll be darned if he didn't. So about 4 or 5 weeks, I got a letter from him. But the poor guy, he was in bad shape. He couldn't use his arm anymore, which was kind of awful for him. But at 18 and no arm. But no reason for war, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, after we finished all this, they sent me to see, I can't remember the officer who I had to see, but they were going to go and fight. I didn't want to go. Now, people tell me that Eisenhower was not a good person. I will say they're wrong. As they're getting ready to go, somebody tapped my shoulder. He says, Lieutenant, Eisenhower wants to see you right now. So I was happy for that. And when I got there, he said, I'm going to give you 3 days, and then we'll see what happens. Well, I kind of figured out what happened, but he wouldn't tell me. So anyway, he said to me, I think I lost myself somewhere here. Things have changed so much since then. It's been a long time. I was only, when I went in the service, I was only 16. So, but anyway, we went to, oh yeah, he said, I'm going to give you a car. I said, oh, great. Oh, no, no, he says, I made a mistake. He was right. So he gave me a chauffeur. And boy, we had a great time. We stopped and talked about some people that we saw, and boy, they lost everything. That's why I don't like fighting like this. There's got to be a way to take care of things of this nature. But it doesn't seem to work. But anyway.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Yes.
Okay, great. So the folks are looking at this.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, yeah. As we were talking, I've been moving to what you're talking about, so it's been great.
I've done so many of these that I forget.
That's okay. Up to your mouth.
Okay. Oh, gee. She was my wife. And she is the right to me every single day. We weren't married yet, but we had 90 years together. Yeah. Boy, I miss her something fierce. But she done a lot for me. She was my secretary. She took care of my books. She took care of the people who called. I used to be a teacher teaching people to drive. Now, I gave that up finally. Now, I do other things better. But I still get called. People call me.
Oh, God.
And they say to me, we have two sons and a daughter, and we want them to learn to drive. I said, sorry, I'm out of that business.
So, Ted, what is this behind us?
Pardon?
What's this?
Oh, boy.
Well, something would happen one day. They were looking for somebody that was in World War II. So they had a whole bunch of soldiers, and none of them helped what they wanted. But in the meantime, my nephew was in the service, and he said, there's only one person who can get this, and it was me. So I don't know what else to say about it.
Okay. I'm going to show him the flag.
What?
I'm going to show him that, too. Because that goes with the certificate.
These two.
Yes.
That's more than I got when I got out of the service. They were glad to get rid of me.
All right, and I'm going to show him one more picture.
Okay.
Up
there. Oh, boy.
What's that?
I was a good boy.
Yes, you were a good boy.
Oh, actually, on the top of those there, we used them. We didn't put these on our... So, that's what I got for being a soldier. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I don't really like to do things like this, but what can we do?
Right.
They wanted me to have them. I had to take them.
So, Ted, I have one more question for you, and then what I'm going to have folks do is, so Ted has been so sweet, and he's actually going to sit in the back table back there, and we have different images and stuff. All the things you brought in are back at that table, so if anyone wants to talk with him more after worship, he will be back there. But before we let you go, I'm wondering, this is a big story. I mean, so many things have happened to you in your life, and so much. I'm wondering, how has that shaped your faith?
My faith.
Your faith.
Well, I probably would tell you, originally I was not a pagan. I was in a different church, which I didn't like. I had a lot of trouble with them. I didn't like what they were doing. I joined the Presbyterian Church. And I came back here, and I love it.
Great.
But things are different today. So, other than that, I don't know what else to tell you.
Would you have made it through all these times without God by your side? Yeah, it's the only way to go, right? Yeah.
I tell you, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today. Because when we were in the service, especially during the war years, I had trouble with a lot of them. And they didn't help things. So they hated the fact that I was an officer. And they called me all kinds of names. And I could have had them arrested. But I figured they didn't know any better. So that was off of that. But otherwise, I had a good time. I didn't like doing something like they did in New York. They called me to give a lecture like this, and they said, we only got 36 people. I said, well, that's great. So when I got there, there were 400.
Yes, right.
So,
well, luckily you only have 90 today.
Yep. Okay.
So thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Can you believe that he's a member of our congregation and we can talk to him anytime we want with all this history? How exciting.
Yeah.
So today, we celebrate Holy Communion. And as I said in the beginning, this is offered for you. You just need to come and accept it. There's nothing you need to do beforehand to be ready for this except only to accept. So, a couple of logistical things. Mr. Bacon, do we have two sets? One set. Okay, we have one set. So I guess what we'll do is we will move that stuff back. So when it's time, you're welcome to come up the center aisle and then receive Holy Communion, which is only gluten-free bread and grape juice. And then once you receive it, you can go down this aisle over here and then find your seat. There's a couple ways to receive Holy Communion here. The first person you come to has bread. You take the bread, and if you'd like to receive this through intinction, you hold it, the bread, and you go to the big cup, and you dip that bread in the big cup, and then you can eat it. We also, if you don't want to do it that way, you take the bread and you eat it, and then there'll be a little cup, and you can drink from the little cup. So, and then there's a basket for your empty cup. So that's the logistics of it all. But let's get to the wording and the reason we do all of this. Please join me as we continue our communion liturgy with a great thanksgiving. The liberating God be with you. Lift up your hearts with joy. Let us give praise to the author of freedom.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good thing and a holy thing to give our praise to you this day, liberator of all humankind. You are unleashed by creative power and a world blossomed. You bestowed upon every living thing and breath, color, and movement. No matter how many battles we wage within and between ourselves and against you, your promise, vision, and gift of peace and abundance continue. And so we lift up our voices in celebration of you.
Holy, holy, holy are you.
We join all the prophets and saints.
Every man are full of your glory.
We join the parade of justice. We add our cries and exclamations.
Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh, yes, I know.
To those who were imprisoned by status, law, illness, poverty, gender, age, disease, he said, your belief has set you free. You are a child of God. He invited disciples, friends, and strangers alike to his table. Just as he said it that last night with his disciples, Jesus says to us, come, gather around, my friends, this communion bread brokenness of the world, and I feel it as my body. Whenever there is suffering, I suffer with you. I am broken for you. Take and eat. When the supper was over, he proclaimed God's love to all with whom he shared the cup, saying, "This common cup at our table is much more than it seems. The blood of innocent ones is too often shed at the hands of oppressors. Whenever there is suffering, I suffer with you. I am poured out for you. Remember this as often as you share the cup in remembrance of me." And he told us to remember.
Freedom has come, and freedom is coming. Freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Oh yes, I know, oh yes, I know.
And transform this body so that we might be free to love without condition, invite without hesitation, go without reservation, and proclaim your freedom to all the world. Let the people say,
Amen. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming. Freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Oh yes, I know, 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 oh yes, I know. Oh, yes, I know.
Are so moved. We don't have to do it very organized. Just come on up as you are moved.
Sorry, I took the phone.
It's okay.
Mr. Bacon has just set up a smaller station in the back. If you're closer to the back, you're welcome to go back there. He only has two elements, though. So if you want small cups, you got to come forward. Okay, so a couple quick announcements. There is a late opportunity to join other UUMC members and friends at the July 4th Symphoria Concert at the Lakeview Amphitheater. There is a $10 cost for the tickets and $10 for parking. So there will be carpooling right from the church parking lot. The event starts at 8 p.m. and they will be leaving the parking lot at 7 p.m. So please let Nelson Price know if you are interested and going, or if you can drive and how many people you can take. So we hope that you can join the fun.
Who's Nelson Price?
There he is, waving his hand. And then Another thing is it's summer, which means it's vacation Bible school time. And we all know how much I love vacation Bible school, and I love children. But I can't do it alone. So if anyone is interested, please find me or email me, even if it's just bringing snacks for children or even praying for us or games or music or crafts. So if you are interested and you love working with children, please come find me because it is a really fun experience, and that is August 19th through the 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m. So anyone who's working during the day, you have plenty of time in the evening. And the other thing I will say is that the Syracuse Chiefs will be playing on July 17th at 6:45 p.m. And so if anyone is interested in going, the tailgate party starts at 4:45, and you can bring a dish to pass and your own drink and table service. And then the District United Methodist Men will provide grilled hot dogs and conies, and ticket holders receive a new baseball cap. So that's huge. And that's all for now.
Our visitor, please, we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. Let the ushers come down and they will start collecting our offerings. And don't forget to put your attendance slip, the yellow one, into the, what do you call that? Plate. It's getting hot, I'm getting hot. In the plate, if you haven't done so already.
Thank you.
Join me in singing Send Out in Jesus' Name, displayed on the screen. Now, we'll sing it through twice, and the second time, it's in Spanish. So try the Spanish the second time through, where it says, Enviado soy de Dios, which means send out in God's name.
In Jesus' name, I am the good enough.
do what we do, and just a little more in depth as to what we're doing. And part two is we would like to see images of the people of God. So we're asking all of you to bring in people who are the people of God. So these can be your family, they can be your friends, they can be people you don't know, but you imagine are the people of God. And we're going to...
Pictures.
What did I say?
People.
So, well, wait a minute. Bring them to church, but also we can take pictures. All right, good. So the pictures we're going to hang up in front so we can see all the people of God, all right? Well, some of them. We can't fit them all in church. But please, you can bring your people too. All right, so those are the things I wanted to be sure to tell you. Here now the closing words. God of the open road, God of the twisting path, God of the narrow and upward way, give us provision for the journey, courage and faith and compassion and endurance to face any hardship.